You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here we are, a year less one day of the unofficial but widely recognized beginning of the pandemic affecting our daily lives. And in that relatively short, but it felt much longer period, we have gotten three authorized vaccines in this country and trillions of dollars in relief that has worked its way through this economy. And as soon as President Biden signs his relief plan on Friday, there's going to be another $1.9 trillion on the way. And yes, we can talk about inflation and the output gap and whether the economy actually needs that much money. And we have talked about it. Thank you very much. But right now, short term, it's kind of a logistics problem, and it ain't going to be fixed right quick. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
One of the first effects of the plan that we'll feel will be another round of relief payments, $1,400 for most people. And the IRS now has quite a bit of experience getting those out the door.
They've done this twice before. In each case, they did this at record speed.
Janet Holtzblatt is a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center.
So I'm feeling confident that most people could receive that third round of payments sometime in the next couple weeks.
The plan also sets up new programs to help entertainment venues and restaurants, and that money may take a bit longer to work its way through the systems.
I would assume that it's going to be over the course of the next, what I would say, 3 to 9 months.
Everett Sands runs Lendistry, a fintech lender that helps process small business loans.
I think they will launch these programs, they will get the capital out. But when you're talking billions of dollars and hundreds of billions of dollars, it just takes time to deploy capital.
The hundreds of billions for state and local governments may take even longer to make it into community coffers, but
the good news is they know it's coming and they can budget and plan accordingly.
Aaron Klein is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He gives the example of the more than $30 billion allocated for public transit.
If I'm running a subway system, I don't necessarily need the check to have cleared by Uncle Sam. I need to know that he wrote it.
Which, says Klein, is also the case for individuals and businesses. Sometimes just knowing money is coming lets you breathe a bit easier. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Lest you think I mentioned inflation out of nowhere as I was setting up Kimberly's story, I did not. We got the latest read on inflation at the consumer level this morning. It is still mostly dead. The headline consumer price index was up 1.7% in February from a year ago. For some context here, the Federal Reserve has been killing itself for years now to get that number up to 2%. So what does this morning's reading tell us?
This number tells me that inflation is still fairly well contained in the U.S. economy.
Julie Smith is a professor of economics at Lafayette.
I think that inflation is very likely to continue to be volatile over the rest of 2021.
Some ups and some downs, maybe some spikes, but
I think that most of those increases are likely to be temporary.
Because
even though lots of people are sitting on lots of savings, they will eventually finish spending those dollars. Then those prices will go back to the longer-term trend where they've been before the pandemic began.
Which is, regular listeners to this program will know, what Fed Chair Jay Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen have been banking on. One quick weedy inflation thing here. That 1.7% number, that's not actually the key measurement. The one you want to look at is what's called core inflation. Last month, it rose just 1.3%, so not even as close to 2% as the Fed wants, because it strips out food and energy prices.
I have noticed that the price of gas has gone up.
Exactly, because food and energy prices are volatile.
I'm also lucky that, you know, my husband does a lot of the grocery shopping, so I don't have to go to the store and see the prices there.
Exactly. Food prices have been going up, too, as we have been telling you. Economist Julie Smith there for us at Lafayette. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.